Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, eventful news. Right after our show was over on Friday, Bozo the Clown, Gableman, Mike Gableman, was held in contempt by Judge Frank Remington, circuit judge with a very fine reputation, as was his investigator, Bozo's investigator, Gableman's investigator, because how they responded, his office responded to an open records request. He'd been ordered by the judge, Remington, to produce the records. There's now evidence that the Republicans have just destroyed many records, quite a few records, anything having to do with Gableman's so-called investigation into voting fraud. Now, Gableman was a judge himself at one time, although subject to several ethics complaints, which were never resolved against him. I believe he was exonerated in both, but Gableman is not a guy that anybody wants as a judge. But even a non-judge, even those of you out there who are not judges, know that there's certain things you don't do. You act respectfully in court. You don't yell at the judge, that kind of thing. Well, Gableman berated the judge. He says he said the judge that he was basically prejudiced. He said the judge, "You're not a neutral advocate. You're not a neutral. You're an advocate. You're not neutral. You're an advocate." And then he refused to answer questions on the witness stand. The judge held him in contempt. You can't just do that. I mean, you don't go into court and say, I refuse to answer. The only time you can do that is to say, I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me. That's the Fifth Amendment. You can do that. Mabel Gableman thought he was doing that. You know, he yells at the judge, "You're not neutral. You're an advocate. And then I'm not going to answer any questions." But you can't do it that way. You've got to invoke the Fifth so everybody knows that you're afraid of criminal responsibility. And here's why. Here's why. This is a fine point of law that you must understand. In a criminal case, you do not have to testify. And in a criminal case, the judge and the prosecutor can't even comment on the fact that you've not testified. Prosecutor, in closing argument, can't get up and go, "The defendant here claims he's innocent, but he wouldn't testify. So you can obviously assume that there's where the smoke, there's fire." You can't say that in a criminal case. But in a civil case, you can. If you sue somebody because he committed something that happens to be a crime and it's a tort and it injured you, and you subpoena him on the stand and he gets up and he won't testify, that's similar here. This is a civil case. Or in a deposition, he won't testify. There is an instruction the judge can give the jury. He can turn to the jury in his robes and go, "Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Mr. Gableman here refused to testify. You can," and took the Fifth Amendment. "You can infer because he took the Fifth Amendment that he did it." That he did it. That's a pretty heavy sanction. Judge in his robes goes and tells you that, you're on the jury. So Gableman tried to be cute. He shouted at the judge, "You're not neutral, you're an advocate." And he didn't invoke the Fifth, he just refused to testify. Now, when you do that, you get held in contempt. You get held in contempt. And contempt can have criminal consequences. Judge can throw you in jail until you testify. Well, Judge Remington said he will take it, he will issue the sanction, in other words, the punishment for what Gableman did, in a written decision, which should be coming down soon. Then Gableman ratted on his own staff. He pinned it on his staff. He said, "Well, I just told my staff to do it. It ain't me. Nobody here but us chickens, boss. It was the staff that did it." One of his staff is a guy named Zachary Nemirovitz. He supposedly is a legal custodian responsible for responding to the request. Judge Remington told Zachary, you better get your own attorney. It's not a smart thing for one lawyer to represent two people who might be in trouble, because they may want to rat on each other, just like Gableman ratted out Zachary, and one lawyer can't represent both. And then Remington admonished Gableman, Bozo, said, quote, I shouldn't have to instruct you on the behavior I expect on the witness stand. And you know what Bozo did? Bozo Gableman, he goes back after the judge. He goes, quote, I'm not going to be railroaded. You don't have a right to act as an advocate for one party over another. If you are putting jail on the table, I want a personal attorney to represent me. And then this is Bozo again, Gableman. He goes, I will not answer any more questions. You want to put me in jail, Judge Remington? I'm not going to be railroaded. Now, his team is accused of destroying thousands of records. That's a very serious thing. That's a very serious thing. Why are we paying $900,000 in taxpayer money for this? Why, you know, who, if any of you paid, are going to pay $900,000 in state taxes in your lifetime, call Sam immediately and I'll put you on the air. I do not think there's many people like that. I'm not going to. Are you kidding me? What, every penny you paid in state taxes going down the drain because the Republican Party is doing a scam to buy off Trump? Does that bother you? I mean, this is, you know what? Bill Proxmire wouldn't put up for this. He, you know, he was a very, very frugal guy. He was the taxpayer's watchdog. Republican Party is not the taxpayer's watchdog. They're a dog that'll bite the taxpayer. It'll bite the taxpayer. Gableman recently, there are only two things he's spending money on, trying to put the mayors of Madison and Green Bay and other places in jail for not agreeing to secret questioning when they've offered to do it in public, which is what the law requires, and investigating women, always young women, whom he has a Jones about, living with their boyfriends, having tattoos, wearing nose rings, and dyeing their hair. And this is something he's intensely interested in. And he's using tax dollars to dig into it. You know, enough's enough. Enough's enough. And now he's held in contempt by a very well-regarded judge who I believe was appointed by Scott Walker, believe it or not. I believe Frank Remington was appointed by Scott Walker. And he holds Gableman in contempt. And Gableman is using tax dollars to resist the contempt. Our money's being wasted. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for going. What's on your mind today? Wisco Paul.
Morning, man. Thanks for taking my call. I'm on a little bit of a story first. You know, my dad, he floated around on the Atlantic looking for German subs. My mom and dad were both Roosevelt Democrats. They both worked in union shops. So that gives you a little idea how I grew up. And they never trashed Republicans, by the way. But they always voted, always. The only sticker I ever seen on the back of my dad's car, in fact, was a Proxmire sticker. Otherwise, you know, he didn't flash that stuff around. But what they always instilled in all of us was go vote. You can't talk, I'll put it in my words, you can't talk smack about what's going on if you don't vote. Voting is the most important thing you can do. And my dad always said, this, what makes this country and what sets us apart from any other country, free, fair elections. If they were still alive, they'd be, I don't know what they would say about this. Maybe they would finally start saying negative things about Republicans. They were also Christians. But this stuff is just a bridge too far anymore, Gaylon. Now I'll throw this other mix in there. I watch ads on TV, Michaels. He's proud to be Trump endorsed. Proud of it.
Right.
I don't know. You know, and Trump, you know, I don't care if you're a Republican. I don't care. You know, you vote for, that's what we have, for the time being anyway, free, fair elections. But This Trump thing has to end, Matt.
No, I agree with you 100%. I deeply respect what you're saying about your parents and their legacy. They obviously had a wonderful impact on you. And you're right. Get out there and vote. And the vast majority of people in this state, Republican or Democrat, don't want any of this kind of stuff. And they're honest people. And so, but we don't have honest people in government. We don't have Proxmires anymore. Paul, let me tell you one other thing Gableman did. He hired an attorney, did not have a Wisconsin law license at your and my expense. So there was a deposition of a guy named John Morrissey, the Kenosha City Administrator. He showed up in Brookfield for deposition, a secret deposition in Gableman's secret place, which he shouldn't have had to do. And he said, I don't have to do it, but I'll show up. The others said, no, we want to do it in public. But Morrissey said, fine, I'll show up. But he said, I'm not going to agree to be questioned by a guy that isn't licensed to practice law in Wisconsin. There was a wrong address on the subpoena to Morrissey. And Morrissey's lawyer said, look, this thing is wrongly served. It's overbroad, but we're here. Go ahead. Is there a Wisconsin lawyer that wants to ask questions? And Gableman goes, Bozo the Clown, Gableman goes, well, here's Clint Lancaster. And he's only an investigator for this purpose. He doesn't need a law license. And Morrissey and his attorney said, wait a minute. What, you're going to bring, Bozo the Clown's going to bring me into a secret office. Some guy pops out of the closet and says, well, I'm not a lawyer, but I'm going to start grilling you. I don't think so. And then this Lancaster, who's not licensed in Wisconsin, said he was going to report the lawyer from Morrissey to the state bar for sanctions. Do you know how screwed up this is? 900 grand already. It's going to go well over $1 million because all of this stuff involves briefs and oral argument, and lawyers are getting paid. They're getting paid by you. It's going to run into the million, maybe 2 million, for dragging a guy that doesn't have to be to a secret place and trotting out a guy who isn't a Wisconsin lawyer. And then you get Bozo the Clown, Gableman, sanctioned by the judge. Why are we paying for this? Why are we paying tax dollars for this? We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.